for service. Pastor Mike did a wonderful job introducing me. My name is Larry Rush. And I just am blessed to be able to come this morning and just speak to all of you and for you to have me. It's truly a blessing. If you will turn to me to page, I got this wrong in the first service, so bear with me. Page 56 in our few Bibles for our second reading, which is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to marry a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Before I start, I think that it's kind of interesting and kind of funny when you look in our bulletin and the sermon is called Being Ourselves. This was printed before I was asked to preach. So it's funny because the title of my sermon this morning is A Change of Plans. And we're already dealing with a change of plans. So this morning I want to begin by asking you a question. Think back to when you were a teenager. Think of all the grand plans you had for your life. Now I ask you, did those plans work out just the way you thought they would? Did the things go the way you expected them to go? Are you the person you thought you would be? Are you living the life you envisioned? Well, when I was in high school, I wanted to be an engineer. Specifically, I wanted to design cars. Honestly, though, what I really wanted to be was a superhero. And I'm not joking. I put thought into this. I'm a big comic book fan. I read comic books, and I realized that getting caught in a gamma explosion like the Hulk probably won't give me superpowers. It'll probably kill me. Being bitten by a radioactive spider like Spider-Man will probably give me cancer. So those probably wouldn't work. But I actually thought, that I can be Iron Man. I can build a suit of armor. I can be a superhero. So my actual intention when I went to college was not to be an engineer, but to be Iron Man. I also, at that age, I wanted to be married by the time I was 24, and I wanted to have my first child by the time I was 26. I had very strikingly specific plans. Now I stand before you, a 37-year-old childless teacher, a seminary graduate who only got married last year. It's obvious that my life didn't go according to plan. I bring up plans because when I think of our scripture reading, I can't help but think about Mary and what her plans could have been. While the Bible doesn't say exactly how old she was when the angel Gabriel came to her with the news of her impending motherhood. Jewish tradition at the time usually had young women betrothed to marry between the ages of 12 and 15. To reframe it, she would have been middle school age, early high school. I've taught middle school. Let that sink in. They would not have been ready. She was such a young girl when she was told she'd be having a son. And not just a regular son. Her son would rule over Israel and have a kingdom that would never end. How amazing. How terrifying. When I think of Mary finding out about her son, I wonder what her original plans were. I'm sure giving birth to the Messiah was not something she foresaw. I imagine she had very simple plans for her life. She was betrothed to a much older man. Some scholars, believe it or not, say Joseph may have been as old as 90. So I think that she planned her life would be a quiet, simple one. She would be a good wife and be taken care of by her established husband. Maybe they would have some children, and they would all live comfortable lives. All would be well. But we know from experience that sometimes plans change. And it's amazing how those changes happen sometimes. People say things like, "and then life happens," when they talk about their plans changing. But that's just something we say to keep from telling the long stories about things not going our way. It's a platitude that we all understand because we've all had our plans change. But I think that diminishes the power of our experiences, our stories, or the way we teach others to maybe avoid the mistakes that we made. Hallelujah. And to learn how to adjust to unforeseen circumstances, or to learn that our actions have real consequences. So this is how my plan started to change. My engineering superhero plans went off the rails when I realized that I'm not that good in math. I went to college arrogantly. I thought I knew everything. I was also a sheltered child, so I didn't go out much in high school. So when I got to college, I started to go out more and study less. I took a calculus class that completely stumped me. It stumped me so bad that I failed that class twice. And it was at that time that I realized that maybe engineering wasn't my thing, and I promptly switched majors to education. I had to learn that my actions had real consequences. My plans had to change. Mary's story, of course, is a little different. Instead of a circumstance that she, inadvertently or not, caused, her plans were changed when Gabriel came to her. Now, at this point, I think it's important to look at how Mary responds to her plans changing. Mary shows an amazing amount of maturity for someone so young. In fact, she shows an amazing amount of maturity for someone of any age. Just imagine how we would react if we were faced with such miraculous news. If an angel came to you and told you that the comfortable life you were accustomed to was coming to an end, I doubt you would handle it as coolly as Mary did. Her response was basically to ask, "How is this possible?" And when she was told, she basically just said, "Okay." There was no bargaining, there was no extensive questioning, there was no denial, there was just acceptance. For comparison's sake, let's look at another famous biblical person who dealt with similar circumstances. Let's look at Moses. Now, Moses is one of my biblical heroes. I love Moses, I love his story, I love how he was used by God. But not everything that Moses did or said was good. So I'll paraphrase the interaction Moses had with God at the burning bush, just to give you an example. So God says to Moses, "I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out of Egypt." Moses says, "But why me? I'm nobody special." God says, don't worry about that. I'll be with you. "But what if they don't believe me?" Okay. You see the staff in your hand? Throw it on the ground. Now it's a snake. Pick it up. Now it's a staff again. Ta-da. Show them this and a few other things I'll show you, and then they'll believe you. But I've never been a good speaker. Who gave people the ability to speak? Don't worry about it. I will give you the words to say. Please, God, send someone else. Listen, you're going. I'll send your brother Aaron along too. He'll speak for you. Now pick up your staff. Go. Moses was a great man of God, but even he didn't show the cool grace that Mary showed. We can all learn from Mary. God constantly comes into our lives and disrupts our plans because his plans are better. We should all seek to approach these changes like Mary did. She stayed cool and calm. She didn't complain. She didn't try to bargain. Instead, she walked in total faith. And because of that, she was able to do what we are all called to do. She was willing. There's one last thing I want to say about plans. God has a plan for us all. His plans for us have existed before we did. His plans supersede our own. When God comes and changes our plans, he doesn't always do it with an angel. Sometimes he uses our strengths or our weaknesses, like my math, our successes or our losses. I failed that class twice. To change our trajectory of our lives, regardless of how he does it, try not to be like Moses, afraid, questioning. Instead, try to be like Mary. Try to walk in total faith, knowing that God's plans for you are based in his love, and be willing to make any adjustments needed, because his plans are truly what's best for us. I may not be an engineer or a superhero, but I have found more professional satisfaction than I thought possible as a teacher. And I have been able to positively impact the lives of not just children, but adults alike. I may not have been married at 24, but I can look back and clearly see that I was not ready for the hard work, responsibility, and compromise that marriage requires. In fact, sometimes I tell my wife about how I used to be, and she says, I would have hated you back then if I knew you. And I may not have children of my own yet. But as a teacher, I have had a hand in raising and mentoring more children than I can count. God's plans for me are much greater than any plans I could have had. When I first started this morning, I asked you about your plans. As I close, I ask you one final question. The next time God changes your plans, and he will you respond like Mary?